Dave Spadaro here with Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, who, fresh off the practice field, are your ears still ringing?
No, I'm kind of getting used to it here. I've seen it before, you know. So, I was able to hold conversations during practice, so it wasn't like it was that interfering.
But the music, the tempo, I think, and you go to a lot more practices around the league than I have. I have not seen anything.
It's different, Dave. It's different, and it's. I mean, it's unique. Because people say you can't do this stuff. This isn't what pros do. But I think there's a lot of, I mean, the whole philosophy behind it. I mean, chew it up any way you want. I mean, it forces you to concentrate. You know, it forces you to deal with distractions. I mean, to a lot of people, look, they need music to do just about everything. So it is. And then I just do think that there's a tempo. You get out there, you hear it. You kind of get in the groove and the mood. You start moving a little bit differently. You think a little bit differently. I mean, I think it's all good.
And one of the real purposes here is that players run 5-6 times the number of reps that they would run in a normal practice.
Well, I was just
even more than that. I mean, know.
Towards the end there, Dave, they're doing a team period, and there's three offensive players that were on a knee on the sideline that were on the field. It was Selleck, it was Macklin, it was veteran players that have that are getting used to this now. I mean, now they've always run hard for Andy, and you had to be in shape and all that kind of stuff. But that pace is even different now because you're going 40 yards down the field, and then you got to be back at the line of scrimmage ready to go and know what your play is and get to the right side of the field.
When you watch Chip at practice, what do you see?
I see a guy that is very, very confident about the way he's coaching and the style that he's coaching. When you watch him, I always look at head coaches just to see if they're command. I mean, he's very much in command. There was a period today where they're an offensive period coming off the goal line. And the second team offense was, they were just jumping off sides. And now that's concentration. That's a lot of things. And by the second or third time that happened, Chip just said, get out of here. Go. Give me the ones back in here.
Right.
You know, I mean, so he's seeing it all. And he has an expectation about the way it's supposed to look.
What did you see with the offensive line? Because I didn't get a chance to watch it. I know that you're the offensive line junkie and the guru. What did you see from the guys?
Well, I mean, Jason
Lane?
Peters wasn't here today for whatever reason. I mean, it's not mandatory.
So Ed Wang goes out and takes the reps as the starter out there at left tackle.
They had a bunch of different guys. Dennis Kelly was in there at right tackle. Yeah. Lane Johnson second. So there's reps for everybody at this point. So what you're looking for right now, though, is seeing all five heads turn to the sideline to get to play. All right, I mean, that's unique. Nobody does that in the NFL. Even the Patriots, who tried to copy and master some of the system that Chip is bringing, their line didn't do that. It was all signaled in through Tom Brady and then echoed around. So to see the line all turn and change and to read. Look, I watched them today. They were a lot of technique drills, individual drills, when they weren't doing the team stuff. I mean, they're up against a sled throwing forearm shivers. They got the boards out there, so that technique-wise your feet are apart. You got a base. So they bring back a lot of old-school stuff to the practice.
Were the drills that the O-lineman did a lot different from just a technique standpoint than what Coach Reed had here?
No. I mean, Juan was a technician. Howard Mudd was a technician. They used a lot of these things. But to see the sled back, a lot of people don't believe, why hit the sled? There's no sled on the field on Sunday. Why would you practice against the sled? But I think if you're teaching technique, how to roll your hips, come off. Here's a drill that I'm talking about right now. I mean, stepping and getting used to rolling your hips and throwing that shoulder into somebody like that. I mean, those little things, not always seeing that. The lockout right there, you do two-man drills right here where you're combo blocking. I mean, you can see, like, the foundation. You could talk about all the new-age stuff that's going on here, but it still comes down to blocking and tackling, and so I saw a great deal of attention to that.
How about the schemes, Baldy, offensive and defense? Get a sense of what they're going to do?
Well, I think, they had a drill today, just two route combinations. I mean, you got two-by-two set. A slot receiver, an outside receiver, they're running combination routes against a variety of coverages right now, running it against air. I think a lot of the concepts are West Coast, 22 Texas is in. These backs are going to catch a lot of balls, Dave. Checkdowns to the backs are in. Flooding the zone, three receiver, reading the triangle like you do in the West Coast offense. That stuff is all kind of part of it, what they're doing here.
If you're a quarterback, is it more difficult with this offense? Is it an easier offense? What kind of transition period will it be?
Well, I don't
think
it's easy. I don't think it's easy for any quarterback in any system, Dave. I mean, I just think a lot is on you. It's new, and now you're expected to process information very quickly. And then, oh, by the way, there is the opponent across the line of scrimmage,
right.
And so you're game planning specifically for opponents and what you're going to see. And what's going to be interesting this year, I think, is that there is going to be a counter to a lot of this read option type of stuff that we're going to see from coaches. Rex Ryan didn't spend the offseason just trying to rebuild his team. I mean, he's looking at Cam Newton and Colin Kaepernick, and so is Dom Capers, and some of the guys that have spent a lot of time in this league coordinating defenses. They spent a lot of time looking at that stuff this year. So how defenses play some of these schemes and spread offense is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's why Nick Foles, Matt Barkley, they can play in this offense. This is not a read option offense.
It's a spread offense, Dave, and it's a shotgun run offense, okay? And so there's a lot of advantages. I mean, if you got, there's the outside zone, there's the inside zone, all those plays that Chip ran without a quarterback running or reading the backside defensive end. That's the foundation to it. And you could play faster, with it right now. And so I think it's a spread offense to run the football. That's what the design is.
What's your message to fans who want to come out when Lincoln Financial Field's dates are made available to the public for open practices? They're going to enjoy it. I think it's a carnival of football.
I agree. I mean, I think, look, if fans want to come out here, it's going to look exciting. It's going to sound exciting. There's a lot of pep in the step right now. There's a drill there today, Dave, where, it's a 7-on-7 drill. And so it's the receivers and the backs against, the linebackers and the defensive backs. And five footballs are near at once.
Right.
All five quarterbacks, all five are throwing to a target. And you can have five targets,
right. Five
footballs in the air.
Right.
I mean, for a fan watching that, they've never seen anything like it. I mean, you got the deep post, you've got the hitches, you've got the stop routes. I mean, five footballs in the air all at once.
You're sitting with Ray Dinger at practice. Was he going, this wasn't the way it was when Dick Vermeil was the coach?
Well, exactly right. And he had just spent time with Dick Vermeil. And so Dick, actually, it was interesting because I guess Dick was asked by Jim Moore to go out to UCLA, his old alma mater, where he started off, and to kind of address the team. And Jim's doing this at UCLA with the music the tempo and all that. So it is, look, it's a craze. It's here to stay. We're not going to see a huddle in the NFL very much anymore. There'll always be Nick Saban in Alabama and that mentality. But this is what's coming. And really, what's exciting as an Eagle fan and somebody covering the Eagles here, Dave, is basically Chip is the one that started this. I mean, he basically started this tempo and the whole thing. And so now Andy Reid playing music at practice. Andy Reid bringing Chris Ault from Nevada.
Andy Reid's playing music at practice?
He's playing music at practice right now. And he brought Chris Ault in, who ran the pistol at Nevada, who started the pistol formation. So, I mean, this element of what we're seeing, it's here to stay. And then this tempo thing is Peyton Manning is trying to figure out how you communicate all this information in a word or in a phrase and how you do this. Because he wants 7 or 8 more plays a game the way the Patriots got this year. That could be another touchdown
That's
drive.
Great. Hey, Brian, thanks, man.
You bet, Dave.
Go get some lunch on me. Brian Baldinger, thanks, NFL Network here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.